Hello. Yeah.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answer will remain confidential. Okay, does anybody... A survey,
yes.
Ma'am. Yes. Do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, or media?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on a nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? The first one says, I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would that
I'm
be
going
a,
to vote.
Definitely or just very likely to vote?
No, for sure. No, we have
okay.
to vote. I mean, the country is in danger right now, so
okay.
we have to.
I remember, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or non-party affiliation?
Republican. I am
Republican.
Republican.
Okay, and what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Okay. All right, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75?
56 to 65.
Okay, thank you. All right, and generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or they have gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Wrong track, in my opinion. Like, we have
okay.
to fix the whole country right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your life, you know, better? The first one says flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, and quality of life like growth and overdevelopment.
Well, the housing is very high, you know, so that's one of the issues. The other one is corruption, and the other one is the inflation, and the other one is that we have
pretty much everything, right?
But can you pick
one to be the most important that will make your daily life better?
Well, housing, in my opinion, right now.
Okay.
I am affected by now. So
housing and property insurance costs, right?
No, hold on. Okay, inflation. Let's say inflation, because inflation is that.
Okay, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, right? Okay?
Yeah.
All right, although, you know, it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and Republican candidate?
Nothing to do with me. No. I am Republican. I'm going
Definitely vote for Republican candidate or probably vote for
Republican
candidate?
No. That's for sure that I will vote for.
All right, thank you.
All right,
you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade, you know, and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. Mm-hmm. The first one will be Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I have no idea who she is.
Never heard. Okay, Francis Suarez.
Oh, yeah, but no.
somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable because, you know, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. So,
okay,
even though he's reporting, you know.
Would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Not very. I mean, I don't.
Somewhat unfavorable.
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about Joe Carroyo?
Oh my God! Another corrupted politician. So no.
Somewhat or very unfavorable.
Somewhere, because I don't, you know, I don't know him, but yeah, but I heard what I read. Yeah.
Okay. What about Vicky Lopez?
Is that candidate Republican or?
Well,
I don't know her.
They don't put nothing over here. That way, we don't interfere with your decision.
I have no idea.
Never heard. Okay, yeah. We'll go with that. All right, well, what about Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Alfonso Leon, who's that? No, I don't know, never heard of.
Okay, so never heard. Okay, Fabian Basabe.
No, never heard of that person. I have to read about the country, you know, no, yeah.
Okay, Joe Biden.
My goodness, the worst ever.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very, very. I mean, very, very. 180.
Okay, what about Maria Elvira Salazar?
That's so difficult because she's a Republican, but she's a rhino. That means Republican only by name. So she's not doing the work, but, you know, I prefer her than others that are Democrats.
Okay, so would this be somewhat favorable, very favorable?
Somewhat
unfavorable, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about Eileen Higgins?
I never heard of her.
Okay. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Alex Diaz, I vote for him, but
do you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable? Yeah.
Okay. What about Daniela Levin Cava?
No, I don't like her at all.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Yeah, very, very. Mm-hmm.
Very unfavorable. Mm-hmm. Okay, Joe Sanchez.
I can't remember that person, so I don't know. I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay, so no opinion or never heard? You want to put?
Opinion, never heard, yeah. Either one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Miguel Solomon.
Never heard of that person.
Okay, Donald Trump.
I love it.
Very, very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. Very, very favorable.
Okay, the last one is Carlos Jimenez.
Carlos Jimenez. Oh, yeah, I like him. He's supporting Donald Trump, so
Very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable. Yeah, he's from Hialeah, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August, you know, primary election in Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would the first one is Eileen Higgins, and the second one is Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Oh, my God, that's difficult because I have to read about them. I mean, and they are not partisan, right? I mean, they don't have any...
Yes, they're non-partisan.
They don't know, no partisan. So, no, I mean, I have to... I don't want to give my opinion there because I have to check, you know. I don't know.
But if you have to lean towards right now, you know, like, who would you lean towards? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
I don't know if I fall so. That's very difficult. I mean, I don't want to say that the Latin person because I'm Latin and I don't know if that person, you know, I don't know. I don't know
any
of them.
All right, no problem. We'll move to the next one. Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
I think that Joe Carollo is Republican and the other one is Democrat. That's, you know, what I heard. So, well, let's say Joe Carollo in this case.
Joe Carollo, okay. All right, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins and Miguel Solomon.
Yes, I don't know about any of them. It's very difficult until I know. So, well, let's say Miguel.
Miguel Solomon, okay. All right, Maven, do you approve or disapprove the job Eileen Higgins is doing as our county commissioner?
I don't know about her, but I think, somebody said I would disapprove. I'm sure of that, you know.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove. Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Well, we're almost done with this survey. Okay, I'm going to give you some statements about Eileen Higgins, okay, so you can know a little bit more about her. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more then double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
More likely.
Much or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Eileen Higgins gave billions of tax dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would, you know, bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No. I mean, I wouldn't vote for her, you know.
Much less or somewhat less?
Less.
Okay, much less. Okay, since Eileen Higgins took office, 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the county and the country, which housing, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address, the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Would that make you much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Less likely, because, it's terrible, the cost of living.
Okay.
Here,
so would that be much less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out, long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more, traffic and congestion to our neighborhood. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
Much less.
Okay. Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit in mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes, that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher cost of, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that, an 80-year-old woman uses every day to and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Would that make you much more, someone more, someone less, much less, or no difference in your vote?
Much less.
Okay. And the last one said, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Would that make you much more, someone less, or much less, or makes no difference?
She voted for what? What was the question she voted for?
She voted against, you know, against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Okay, so much less, okay?
Much less, okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and one last time, you'll be asked a few short questions about August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie León?
Alfonso León.
Okay, in the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Carollo.
Okay. And the last one, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Salomon?
Miguel Salomon.
All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Okay. What was the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
My formal education is a BH in psychology, by the way.
Okay, so be a postgraduate degree, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, and what is your national ancestry, ma'am?
My nationality, you said?
No, your national, like, ancestry, where your family, if they come from a Hispanic heritage, which country are you from?
Spain.
Okay, let me... Spain. Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Thank you very much.
You.
Bye-bye.